Hidden away in a dusty neighborhood just south of the Arizona border, a group of women are creating a sustainable community for themselves. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Mexico, Kendall Blust visited the women's co-op to learn how they're doing it for the latest story in our Untold Arizona series.
It's a cloudy day in early February. The trees are bare and a chilly breeze rustles through yellowing grasses. But inside the garden of Dula Prieta, it's still green.
Yo agarro mi canastita para me voy al huerto y digo, ay, ¿qué como?
Rosalinda Sagaste grabs her basket and walks in to pick out what she'll eat today. Dula Prieta Works is a women's cooperative Sagaste helped start nearly 15 years ago. The name Dula Prieta comes from Douglas, the Arizona town, and Agua Prieta, its neighbor across the border in Sonora. With her long, dark hair still wet from a shower, Sagaste gathers dark, purple-tinged chard, fragrant cilantro, and delicate green lettuce. Then she picks the last few tomatoes off a drying stem in Dula Prieta's weathered greenhouse. Soon, a few other women have gathered at the center. It's a long building painted with murals of bright flowers and tall corn stalks, and two flags, one American, one Mexican, connected by two clasped hands. Dula Prieta has always been a binational effort.
Estamos trabajando en común acuerdo.
Binational because its board members come from both sides of the border. Right now, there are about 10 women who show up each day to tend the organic garden, attend quilting, crochet, or English classes, and pick up fabric for sewing projects.
La misión de Dula Prieta es enseñar.
Sagaste says Dula Prieta is a school. But it also helps women provide for their families. Her sister, Matilde Sagaste.
A veces que no tenemos para comprar un kilo de tortilla.
Matilde has been with the co-op for almost 4 years. She says her husband's wages at a local factory aren't always enough to make ends meet.
De ahí sale para comprar.
So when she can bring home some fresh food or sell something she's sewn for a few pesos to buy tortillas, it makes a big difference, she says. The little extra they make at Dula Prieta is enough that their husbands and sons don't have to go to the United States to make a living. Most of the women at Dula Prieta, like their neighbors, moved to the border town for work from other parts of Sonora or Mexico. But they don't necessarily want to cross the border, says Joca Gallegos.
A lot of them, they want to keep their roots in Mexico, their families.
Gallegos teaches crocheting classes and brings cross-border tours like this one to the co-op. Many families are drawn to the border to work in factories or maquiladoras, says Michelle Tellez, a Mexican-American studies professor at the University of Arizona. But the cost of living is high, and there's little infrastructure in place to help families survive once they get there. For some people, that means crossing the border for work, she says. Others, especially women, become innovators at home.
You know, women leading social movements, women at the forefront of new endeavors, women who are concerned for, you know, the future of their children oftentimes.
These days, Maribel Ruiz is in charge of accounting for Dula Prieta, and she manages their sewing operation, which sells bags, bandanas, and other products to a union-owned print shop in Tucson called The Glue Factory.
Y ahora digo, ¿dónde me iba a imaginar yo la verdad que pudiera hacer todo lo que hago?
It's a role she never would have imagined for herself 6 years ago. Back then, she says she didn't know what she was capable of. Now, she uses email and social media to connect across the border, and she keeps a tight ship, managing project deadlines, materials, and funds. Sagaste says she loves seeing how Dula Prieta changes people's lives. The women around her, she says, are her greatest source of pride. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo, Mexico.